You're listening to the audio production of Redefining Leadership by Joseph M. Stoll, published by Zondervan and read by Maurice England.
Introduction. A redefined goal. A life well lived. In conversations about leadership, I'm most frequently asked, "What's your biggest challenge?" My answer is always, "Me." That's not to say that I haven't faced other daunting challenges. It's just to admit that even in the midst of those challenges, the most important issue is, how am I managing myself through the situation? Will anger, manipulation, compromise of integrity, plotting for self-preservation, pessimism, despair, shifting the blame, self-pity, or covering up be valid options? Or in good times, will posturing myself to take the credit, seeking the affirmation and applause of others, thinking too well of myself, or ignoring the contribution that others have made, characterize my response? This book is about the challenge of me in leadership. So if you're looking for a book on management strategies, team building, assessment, goals and objectives, or branding and growth strategies, then this is probably not the book for you. Although, if that is what you're still looking for as a leader, this may be exactly the book you should be reading. If, however, you've come to realize that the kind of person you are and how you navigate your leadership is at the core of long-term effectiveness, then join me as one who is passionate about leading the right way for maximum outcomes by getting me in sync with the counterintuitive, countercultural ways of the world's most unlikely leader, Jesus Christ. Redefining Leadership aims to draw you as a leader to a character-driven leadership experience that will produce maximum outcomes. Leaders who shortcut the process and lead simply for great outcomes with little regard for who they are and how they lead will ultimately produce minimum outcomes and discount their legacy as a leader. My intention is not to denigrate those who lead merely for outcomes, though I would like to encourage them to rethink the tipping point of character in their leadership, but to make character-driven leadership an intriguing, compelling, and biblically necessary option. The target. All of us are uniquely wired. Our wiring consists of a special combination of gifts, temperament, and personality that have been given to us by God and influenced by both the culture in which we have grown up and the impact of influential people in our lives. Thankfully, there is no cookie-cutter pattern for the ideal leader profile. If we were all the same, someone would be unnecessary. But in our God-woven uniqueness, there is a singular target toward which we should all be taking aim. That target is the character-driven patterns and principles of effective leadership that are charted for us in the ways of the kingdom and the will of our King, Jesus Christ. These non-negotiable principles take on an array of applications that are uniquely expressed through our styles and differences. But in our uniqueness, we must never compromise the essentials of kingdom leadership. Leaders who celebrate their uniqueness, yet ignore character flaws by saying, "That's just who I am," forfeit the privilege of forward movement toward maximum leadership. They miss the target. My friend Erwin Lutzer, longtime pastor of the Moody Church in Chicago, tells the story of a town wag who shot an arrow at the side of his barn and then painted a target around it, with his arrow smack dab in the middle. Bullseye. Leaders who perceive that successful leadership rises or falls singularly on the outcomes they generate have painted the bullseye around their own arrow. Character-driven leadership, by contrast, is a target that Christ has painted on the barn of our calling. And the issue is whether or not we are willing to aim our leadership toward His bullseye. The leadership choice. In the following pages, we will discuss two kinds of leaders: outcome-driven leaders and character-driven leaders. Outcome-driven leaders focus primarily on maximizing outcomes. Character-driven leaders, while committed to good outcomes, believe that Leadership 101 is about the kind of person they are as they lead and how they lead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?